Marilyn McDonald issued a clear statement in recent days where she said that we need to have a referendum on Irish unity, but in the current climate of Brexit, where you have chaos, where you have negotiations, where you have shambolic a political strategy by the British Tories and the DUP, this is not the proper environment to debate Irish unity. We need to have a calm, reasonable environment where we and Sinn Féin and many, many others, growing numbers of supporters for Irish unity, will confidently argue the economic common sense of Irish unity and how it will benefit all of our citizens across this island, of course, mostly here in the northwest of Ireland.
The question being, if Sinn Féin is concentrating on speaking about Irish unity, albeit after Brexit, rather than concentrating in the public eye on the restoration of the institutions at Stormont, it's going to suggest that Sinn Féin is looking not towards going back to Stormont, but going elsewhere.
Well, I mean, we've never been shy about what our goal is in Sinn Féin as Irish Republicans, but it isn't some pipe dream. I mean, the experience of Brexit has demonstrated again the lunacy of partition of this island, where you have a situation where voters in England can force an agenda, in this case, leaving the European Union, throwing their economy into chaos, trying to now stay desperately in the European single market, but reject all the other rules of the European Union. So they can vote for that in England and force their point of view on the people of the North. The people of the North rejected the proposition of leaving the European Union. So once again, the desire of the people in England is forced on the people of this island. And again, it demonstrates the folly of the division of the Irish people and of partition. But leaving all that aside, the economic common sense of having one health system, one education system, one economy on this small island has never been more clear. We're very confident of our analysis and we're looking forward to debating that and trying to win more hearts and minds towards that position.
You were present yesterday in Derry when Marilyn McDonald was there, met with civic and political leaders from both Derry and Donegal. Sinn Féin are putting this forward as a very constructive and interesting day from the point of view of promoting the cross-border development and the cross-border economy.
No, absolutely. And John Kelpie, the chief executive of Derry City and Strabane District Council, put forward a brilliant presentation. It was a joint presentation on behalf of Donegal County Council and other civic leaders too. And it talked about the Northwest City region. And because of their vision and leadership in those two councils, we have now the needs of this region central in Project Ireland 2040 in terms of infrastructure, education infrastructure, health infrastructure. It's all there in that plan because of the leadership of people like John Kelpie and Seamus Neely in Donegal, people like Paul Hannigan, LYIT. So it was brilliant for Mary Lou to see the leadership we have in this region, the vision and the confidence and the ambition that we have for this region. But again, you know, Brexit is a huge threat to all of that, and we need to work together in this region to fight against the threat of Brexit.
Finally, the inevitable question, the suggestions are that Leo Varadkar is making eyes at Marilyn McDonald across the table. Could we potentially see Sinn Féin in government sooner rather than later?
We really, truly want to be in government all across this island. I don't want to be sitting across looking in. You know, I believe in our policies in terms of health, education, indeed in terms of the reunification of this island. And we've made it clear that the only issue that stops Sinn Féin going into coalition with another political party is the programme for government. What is actually in the programme for government? What can we deliver for the people of Ireland? And then if we get that programme for government, we'll put it to the members of Sinn Féin democratically. And that's the only barrier. The only people that have talked about Sinn Féin not being in government very arrogantly have been Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and I don't think the people actually believe them when they say that.